Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave. Welcome to Insights for Health, the radio show providing up-to-date information on various health topics. Insights for Health is brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, celebrating 25 years since 1992. 25 years of customer care, quality nutritional supplements, and everyday low price. At The Healthy Habit, we help you to help yourself with your health one step at a time. Our topic today is full body cleansing and detoxification. And returning this month is our guest, Dr. Sarah Selick. Dr. Sarah has a bachelor's degree in health science from the University of Western Ontario and a doctor of naturopathic medicine degree from the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. She's a regular contributor to various online and print publications and is a regular guest on both radio and TV, including CBC. Good morning, Dr. Selick. Dr. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much.
So last month, you told us about candida and yeast infection. And this show, if the listener hasn't heard it, is on our website. You can visit thehealthyhabitchatham.com and click on radio show, and it'd be right there for you to listen to. So doctor, this month you want to tell us about cleansing and detoxification of our body. What is cleansing and detoxification?
Well, detoxification is something that all of us do normally. Every single day, our bodies are detoxifying. When we think about what we put on our skin, what we put in our mouth through our food, what we breathe in, if we think about pollution and air quality, we're always exposed to toxins and chemicals. And thankfully, our liver, which is our major detoxification organ, is breaking these substances down, is neutralizing these toxins so they can be eliminated by the body via stool, via urine, and sweat. The good news is, because we are quite overwhelmed these days with toxins, is that we have cleansing. And cleansing is what we do either through the use of different herbs, also eating a healthy diet will help with cleansing the body. But this is really to help us perform detoxification more thoroughly. So I would say that cleansing is supportive of something that the body naturally does, which is called detoxification.
So the cleanse is the act of helping the body detox.
You got it.
Yeah. Now there's a bit of a history to cleansing, isn't there?
Cleansing has been something that traditionally people have been using for hundreds of years. So it's been around for a very, very long time. Different countries all over the world have different ways of cleansing their body. And we know now today, especially in North America, we need it today more than ever before.
Isn't that part of the Ayurvedic concept of medicine as well, cleansing?
It is. It is definitely part of the Ayurvedic medicinal philosophies, but many other cultures as well have also been using cleansing as a way to support better health really for centuries. So something that we know about, that we're very happy that we have access to these natural ingredients from Mother Nature to really help our bodies perform these detoxification processes more efficiently.
Would fasting fit into that category?
Fasting is considered a type of cleanse, but I have to be honest with you, with my patients in particular, they definitely would not be open to fasting. They live pretty busy lives and they need to feed their body. And also, when we talk about detoxification, we have to remember that the liver needs specific nutrients, the liver needs amino acids and proteins in order to cleanse and detoxify. So with fasting, with essentially limiting the nutrients, we are actually hindering the natural detoxification process. So it's not the approach that I take for a variety of reasons.
And there's different forms of toxins, isn't there?
Many different forms of toxins, yes.
So you have those that come from externally, but then we also have internal toxins. Now, I was reading since 1920, if we were to test a person's body, we'd find, 300 to 500 different chemicals in the body now than we would almost 100 years ago.
That's correct. And what surprises a lot of people is that even unborn babies do have a certain amount of toxins in their bloodstream. So they sampled the umbilical cord blood of unborn babies, and on average they found about 287 chemicals. So if we think about that, that's pretty scary, because these are babies that haven't even entered the world yet. So toxins are everywhere, chemicals are everywhere, we are all affected by them, and each year it is getting worse, because each year we know that there are more synthetic chemicals being produced and essentially showing up in the market.
So these are in food preservatives, there's the plastics, cosmetics, basic household cleaners. I suppose the list can keep going on and on.
We could do an entire show just wow. on where do these toxins exist, because as you mentioned, they are all around us, they are everywhere, and we have to be mindful that they are affecting us. They are affecting our health in many ways.
So what is the natural process of detoxification by the body?
The natural process is essentially the liver has two phases of detoxification. It neutralizes toxins, so it essentially takes toxins and converts them into a form that can safely be removed from the body, because a lot of these toxic chemicals, they're harmful and in some cases even poisonous. So we need the liver to do a great job, which is converting these toxins into substances so that they can be safely eliminated by the body.
What about the colon?
The colon is a route that we eliminate toxins. It's probably the major route of elimination, but we also have urine and sweat. We also eliminate toxins through those pathways. There is actually seven different pathways, or elimination pathways, I should say.
Yeah, that would be the liver, the colon, the kidneys, even the lungs. As we exhale, we're getting rid of toxins, aren't we? And cleansing.
We are.
What does the lymphatic system do?
So the lymphatic system essentially eliminates toxins as well through a network of vessels. The lymphatic system runs through our entire body. I often explain it to my patients in a very simple way. It's like the garbage trucks are you know, scavenge, like going around the body, and they are picking up the garbage and dumping it so that it can be removed from the body.
So if toxins aren't eliminated, what happens?
Oh, well, they build up. So they build up. They build up in the system. They affect our digestive system. They build up in the digestive tract, and they cause symptoms. So we know that people, when they do a cleanse, they often say, wow, I haven't felt this good in a long time. I have more energy. I'm not as tired. My digestion is better. My headaches are gone. Look at my skin. My skin is glowing. So people will report all of these positive benefits. And really, it's because we've removed some of those toxins. We've reduced the toxic load. The body is cleaner. The gut, the digestive system is cleaner. It's working better. And people feel better overall.
So if not eliminated, they become stored within the body. And if stored, then they create side effects to their presence, right?
That's correct. And they're often stored actually in fat cells. So people will often say, I did a cleanse and I lost weight. Is there a connection? And of course, if we're reducing toxins, which are stored in fat cells, then of course we're also shrinking those fat cells. So it's a really great way to safely lose weight for some people. And minimizing those toxins so that they aren't stored is definitely in a key step when we're looking to achieve optimal health.
So would a cleanse be a good first step to a weight loss program before you would start anything else?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been in clinical practice for over a decade, and any patient that I've ever seen who's trying to lose weight has started with a cleanse. Oh, so that's my answer.
Very good. Yeah. Okay, so we have this natural detox system. We have these seven channels of elimination. What causes the detox system of our bodies to fail or to not function correctly?
Well, if we look at the human body, it's quite fascinating and quite resilient. If we think about sometimes what we feed our bodies, what we put our bodies through, and how our bodies continuously bounce back. I mean, we've got to congratulate, you know, ourselves, because the body is quite resilient. But what we're seeing is that over time, especially as people grow older, as they, you know, make it through their 20s, most people by the age of 30 start to say, wow, I'm really noticing that I'm not feeling as good as I used to. My energy's not what it used to be. My digestion has changed. So people will often report a change. We know that over time, as these toxins build up, as we're overwhelming our liver, we're overwhelming these organs of elimination, that they start to slow down and they don't work as efficiently, and their processes are affected. And so because of that, we know that we really want to minimize the burden on our body and support the detoxification processes so that we aren't overwhelming our bodies, and our bodies are naturally able to cope with the vast amounts of chemicals that we are exposed to on a daily basis.
So what would be some of the indicators then, doctor? How would I know if I need to cleanse? Or what would my body be telling me to suggest that I should be cleansing?
Generally, any symptom could be a sign that you need a cleanse. So for most people, anything digestive related, 100%, I'm usually saying that they need to do a cleanse. There are some cases where if people have very severe cases of Crohn's or colitis that I don't recommend doing a cleanse. But for, you know, constipation, gas, bloating, irritable bowel syndrome, acid reflux, I'm always looking at how can we support better gut health, and that generally starts with doing a cleanse. If people have headaches, if people have respiratory issues, a lot of sinus congestion, that could be an indication that they need to do a cleanse. We talked about weight loss. Skin problems. So anytime there's inflammation in the skin, if there's eczema, psoriasis, acne, rashes, those are definitely indications that a person may need to cleanse as well. Fatigue, low energy, changes in mood. And another one that I'll mention is brain fog. So people often say, I'm not as sharp as I used to be. My memory isn't as good as it used to be. And sometimes when we do a cleanse, we also find that we're thinking clearer, or we feel a little bit sharper as well, because it's eliminating those toxins that can also affect our mind.
Doctor, we're coming to the end of our first segment here. So we're going to take a quick break for a commercial. And when we come back, let's talk about some different cleanses that we can do that would improve our health.
Sounds great.
Okay.